Coast Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg, 850-437-1620 with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And the expert in the house is Malcolm Ballinger
Good
with
morning.
Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
I am, I'm going to admonish you.
Oh, no, already?
I've sort of jumped out of bed this morning full of energy.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to set the world straight.
Okay, well, all right. I don't know what to say, but okay. Go get you.
First admonishment.
Okay.
You said earlier, I listened to you. As I always do.
So you were the only one? Were you?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I just want to pull you up on a, you said that America... United States was the only country that had a peaceful transition of power.
Oh, I should have said one of the only countries. Yes, of course, of course.
I think UK comes under that same heading.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, France and several
Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand.
Canada. Yeah.
About. Okay. Well, I don't have to be admonished. That's a strong word.
Well, that is, yes. Well, no, let me take that back.
Okay.
Set the record straight.
Set the record. Well, and I should have said, I meant to say one of the many countries.
Yes. I just want you to know that I was listening.
How sweet.
And I actually listened. Not only heard, listened.
Oh, thank you. So I appreciate that. Mm. Thank you. Well, you mentioned something about Demi Moore, too. That was...
Yeah.
I did not
know
that.
If memory serves well, and I hate to pour cold water on, the warm fuzzy about breaking the salary barrier and stuff, but there was a good reason for that, as I remember at the time.
See, and I had forgotten that. As soon as you said it, I thought,
this is a family show. Can we say it on?
Well, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, with everything that's out there now, this is pretty minimal.
she has showed nudity.
Right.
For the first time, and that was part of the, because as I recall at the time, that was part of the contract negotiations and
the bidding war.
Yeah, and some unkind people said that as her career at the time was beginning to fade a little, it was a boost to the career.
That may be true.
Now, I don't know that to be true. I don't want...
Well, she was one of the ones that was very vocal about the fact that women over 40... where their careers were over. She would talk about herself, Susan Sarandon, and others. But then I look at someone like Meryl Streep, and it never made a difference for her. I look at someone like Kathy Bates, who kind of went against all the molds because she was not a tall model. She was, actress.
I think there's a big difference. They could act.
Ow. Rear. Okay, then.
I told you I was full of...
Full of, what is it, vinegar.
Something in vinegar.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a little unkind. She could act to a certain... But Meryl Streep is...
A whole nother league.
Is a whole nother league.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And Judi Dench and some of these others are just a whole different league.
Right.
And Demi Moore's movies were pretty... ordinary.
I liked Ghost. I thought that was
a lovely
movie.
Yeah, that was maybe the one.
I really love that movie.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes, I think you're right. That was a good movie.
I think she was well directed in that.
Yes.
So I think that was a good one. She was in G.I. Jane. That one was... I didn't like the movie, but I was impressed by what she did physically as far as getting in shape for that. That was unbelievable.
Well, I can see her on the TV.
Oh,
there.
Funny.
And I was watching on the news this morning. She's gone awfully skinny.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yes, she's very
Too
thin.
Skinny, maybe.
Is there such a thing? Men say that, okay? Men say that. I don't know. Is there? I mean, I can hear my mother in my head right now. You can never be too rich or too thin. That's what my mother used to say.
I don't agree with that. At least not the second part, anyway. Certainly agree with the first part.
Right.
I think, I'm trying to say this without appearing to be...
Careful.
Choosing the words carefully. I think well-proportioned.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, we carry so much body mass, naturally.
Right.
And if you look back at the 1920s, 30s movies, you'll notice that women were, by and large, a little heavier. The ideal pinup was a little...
more voluptuous.
Yeah, exactly.
They were more voluptuous, more...
The trend changed over the years to the point where, I guess, the Twiggy era...
Mm-hmm. The 60s did it.
Yeah, and we seem to be moving back a little bit with this Ozempic and everything. Mm-hmm. We've back to it. Skinnier
right.
the better.
Right.
And no, that's not my idea of a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I ran into a friend the other day and she said, "Oh, you're looking so healthy."
Slap it.
I know. I was like, what does that mean? I mean, not that I'm real oversensitive or anything, but I just didn't sound like a compliment. I mean, I think they meant it as a compliment, but, you know, is that their, well, I don't want to go down that road. But anyway, it's like, sometimes could you just say, "Hey, how are you? You're looking good," and leave it at that. Or not.
Yeah.
Or not. If you're not, if they're not, don't say anything.
Well, I think that in those situations, you're better to say nothing.
Right.
Because it's you're going to put your foot in it somehow.
So you don't think I took it wrong, the healthy, that was kind of a...
It was probably a thoughtless... They probably meant... we'll be given the benefit of the doubt.
So how are you? Enough of all that stuff. How are you?
Well,
I see we've got a downtown crowd here.
Yes, mm-hmm. I got over... New Year, went to the symphony and partied before the symphony, went to the symphony and then partied afterwards.
Nice.
Partied till 11:30, which for me is late, and got home in time to watch New Year on Channel 3, which frankly was very disappointing.
I didn't see that. What did they do?
Well, there was a bunch of people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Singing words that I couldn't understand. And right. it seemed like it was just totally confused and...
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I guess you have to watch at 11 to see the ball drop.
Oh, well, that's because Eastern time. The Eastern...
Yeah.
Oh, you were watching like the... What used to be the Dick Clark is now the Ryan Seacrest show.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Actually, at 12
o'clock. New Year's
Rockin'
Eve, right?
Yeah, our time, 12 o'clock.
Right.
And... They seemed to forget that there was a central time zone.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like they only care about the Eastern and Pacific time zones. Central and Mountain just don't seem to exist as far as those folks are concerned.
Well, you're only in big trouble when you're out west, because then you're really behind. Several hours.
Yeah.
Several hours.
So, that was... It used to be something special, I thought. It's not anymore. They seem to roll out a bunch of people that supposedly are famous. That are... Yes, it's for the young people. I guess that's the problem. It's for the young people.
The young, healthy people.
Yeah. Those that don't fall asleep before 12 o'clock.
Well, it is a little disconcerting when you're watching those shows and then you don't recognize any. And next up, we're going to have blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I have no idea who
yeah,
it is.
No clue.
It's a sign, Malcolm. I hate to tell you. It's a sign.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Are we finally getting old? Is that the problem? Old and disconnected?
Well...
I don't want to be grandpa in the corner there that they come shouting my grandpa.
Don't you know?
I don't think we're there yet.
Don't you know who the Beatles are? It's a bug. No, it's a band. Don't you know?
Those were the days.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're definitely showing our age on that one.
Yeah.
But the Pensacola Symphony
was magnificent.
Orchestra.
Oh, they did a wonderful
They're
job.
Doing another big thing too, Beethoven and Blue Jeans.
Which I shall attend, always do. Yes, great.
And tell me about that one, because that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I haven't
looked.
Do
you know much about it?
I haven't looked yet what they're going to play, but it's always exciting music. Always play a little Beethoven, of course.
Yeah, that sounds like
but
fun.
But other varied things, usually, a little bit more dynamic.
Right.
As opposed to New Year's Eve, where they played American standards.
Right.
They
Gershwin
had a gentleman, and
I
can't remember his name. He said he was 80 something. I don't know if he was kidding, because another time he said he was 88, and then he said he was 82.
Well, maybe he just got confused.
Yeah. Hey, Grandpa, you're 84.
Oh no! On that note, we gotta go real quick and take a break.
Okay.
But we'll be right back. We're listening to Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back after the break. Good morning. It's Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You got a question for Malcolm? Something you want to know about Ballinger Publishing or his magazines and publications? Or just want to know what he did for New Year's? Text in at 850-437-1620.
Well, I should finish the conversation about the...
The 83, 84, and 88. Maybe he was just confused.
He was sort of playing confused. He was a very funny guy. And a wonderful trumpeter. And it was just really a great show. If you're not really into classical music, but into standards.
Right.
For instance, they played a version of Look for the Silver Lining.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is from... Think
1940s?
No, 1920s. It was.
Oh,
it was. I think it was in the show Sally on Broadway in 1926, and then was featured in a movie and other things. And it happens to be one of my favorite songs because I have a copy of the Sally movie and stuff. As you know, I'm kind of into old movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a wonderful version of it, and I could see as I looked around, it was sold out. By the way. At least on the downstairs.
Orchestras, yeah.
People really appreciated it. It was just a wonderful night.
Well, that's a good song for a theme song for this year.
Yes, Look for the Silver Lining.
Yeah.
Yes.
As we head into 2025.
There is one there somewhere, I think.
Somewhere, absolutely. We'll find it.
Again, wonderful night. I urge you, if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, make a New Year's resolution to go to the New Year's Eve Symphony 2025.
I know.
/26.
Well, and think of the other things, too, that maybe you've never done. Do something that is out of your comfort zone. I mean, if you've never been to the theater, go see a play. Because there's nothing like live theater. And I can tell you, there's so many folks that I know that have never been to a play in their whole life.
Is that right?
The symphony, or to the ballet, or opera. And sometimes it's sort of, they just never have. It wasn't part of their family's culture, or they just never have gone. And so do that one time, just to say, check that off my bucket list.
There is something special about a live performance.
Absolutely. In my opinion, it's totally different.
Yes.
Totally different.
Yes.
The only thing is you can't talk during the show.
That doesn't seem to stop some people.
That's another conversation. It's not Netflix. You can't talk during the show.
Moving forward.
Yes, sir. A lot coming up.
We have... Mardi Gras. Well, I should say I went to the Mardi Gras kickoff on Saturday night.
And the weather was gorgeous for that.
Yes. And we walked up and down the floats, and it was a fun time.
Yeah. Beads and the blessings and just seeing all the crews and everybody getting ready. It just felt early to me this year.
Yes.
It felt very early, like right after the new year.
And this coming... Saturday is Mardi Gras Mambo.
That's right.
Yes.
Big party. They're going to have Little John and Young Jock.
You said that like you knew who the heck they were or who they are.
I am an actress after all. No, I know who Little John is. I'm not familiar with Young Jock. Young Jock probably has like a big hit right now. And maybe I know the song, but I don't know who it is. I apologize. I should know. But it's at 6 o'clock this Saturday at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Yes.
And you can get tickets at, PMG. That stands for Pensacola Mardi Gras. PMGMambo.com. Mm. So you can get tickets there. Mm. And then the Ice Flyers have a Mardi Gras night.
Yes. Actually, I was in process of...
You're going to check to see if you have tickets available for that?
I know if we're going to have time to...
It was February 1st, so we still could give them away later in the month. That's the Mardi Gras night. And then I'm excited to be the MC coming up for the 12th Annual Kids and Critters Parade that will be on Pensacola Beach in the Casino Beach parking lot. And this is going to be on February 8th at 2. And you can get details on that also at PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. There's also Kids and Critters if you go to Shelley Johnson, who is the publisher and owner of Island Times. They do.
Yes, I know Shelley well.
Yes, Shelley is usually the person who is responsible for planning this whole thing, so she just invited me to MC the event, which I'm super excited about. And it's really cute because it's little kids and little floats and they're critters. So we've had horses and goats and cats and dogs, and it's just a really cute little mini parade. So that'll be February, let's see, that's on February 8th at 2 o'clock on Pensacola Beach.
It looks like the next game is the 12th, I think.
So that'd be this
weekend. It's like I haven't given those tickets away.
Oh, do you want to?
I'm just checking to make sure. I don't want to give away what I've twice. But yes, I think I do.
Okay. All right. Well, then what would the question be?
We
probably should do that right about now.
We should probably. Yes. Because obviously, same rules apply. You have to name and email address.
Right. When you send in your...
When you send in your...
Text.
Text.
Okay.
Yes. It can only be text.
Okay.
Question. Let's make it difficult, shall we?
It's up to you.
We spoke earlier of an actress. I think she got an award last night, didn't she?
She did. She got Best Actress.
Yes. Oh, she did?
She got an acting award.
Oh, okay. We just simply need her name.
Okay. We were just talking about her. So if you were listening this morning and you have the idea of who the actress is we were talking about, who's had a career of 45 years in the business, text it in, 850-437-1620.
With your name and email address.
There you go. All right. That's an easy win. So text it on in. And you want to do the first one, the second, the third? What do you want to do?
No, always the first.
The first one. Okay. Mm. All right. Well, we already have a winner then.
Oh, that was...
Yes. That was quick. All right. Well, we're going to tell you after the break. We'll keep you
keep us in suspense.
All right. You're listening to News Radio 92.3's Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3 with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing giving away some Pensacola Ice Flyer tickets this morning. We have a winner, Malcolm.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Who is the lucky winner?
Michael Taylor. He got the correct answer we were talking about.
Demi Moore.
So congratulations. The tickets are for this Sunday. It looks like it's at 7:05. I'm not sure who they're playing this Sunday, but that should be a lot of fun.
It will be a good game, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And as always, all we ask is that you have a good time, scream and shout, stamp your feet. Just let out all those frustrations.
Right.
And just have a good time. That's all we ask.
Well, that's what we're going to try to do this year, right? That's what I'm trying to think of the New Year's resolutions that'll be fun. Planning a vacation is a good one.
Yeah.
You were saying you want to go?
I have not been back to England since 2010.
That's a long time. Wow, I'm surprised.
You know, my mom's gone in that time, and I still have many brothers and sisters. But I'd like to go back again and look at some of the childhood places and things.
Yeah.
You know, just...
I love how you just said mum.
Yeah.
My mum. My mum's gone.
Yeah.
We say mom or mother.
Well, actually,
mommy.
Where I come from, we would say mom or ma'am.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just watching on YouTube.
Were you saying mom and it came out mum, or do you say, is it mum, M-U-M?
Mum. M-U-M.
Yes. Okay. That's what I thought.
But in many parts of England, including where I come from, they say ma'am.
Oh.
Like M-A-M.
About their mother.
About their mother.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was just watching a program on YouTube where he said, me ma'am, my mother.
Okay.
My mom. But they say, me ma'am.
Me ma'am.
It's local.
Huh.
Yeah. So I remember when I was a kid, she was... our mom.
Right.
When I saw brothers and sisters, our mom.
Uh-huh.
But now we call her mom. I guess things have changed.
Oh, that's great. So you're going to go back?
I think I will, yeah.
And where in England do you want to go?
Because
when you say England, that could be many places.
Where I come from, Derby.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd also like to go play St. Andrews.
Oh.
I've always had an ambition to do that.
It's a beautiful course from what I've seen on television. I've never been there, of course.
Yes, it is. I'd like to do that.
And yeah.
I think the two greatest golf courses in the world are Pebble Beach, which I have played, and
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews.
Yeah, Pebble Beach is another one that's gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous course. Well, that sounds like fun.
So other than that.
Do you need
anybody
to carry your bag?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, we're already out of time.
Yeah. Other than that, just to be a better person.
There you go. And we could all use that one.
Yes.
We can all do that. And to find joy. That's mine. I'm going to find joy in everything that I do. Even if it's shopping, even if it's working out, even if it's paying bills.
Even if it's putting up with the guests.
Oh, no. Grumpy guests. Pleasure. No, you're a pleasure. Malcolm Ballinger, Ron Pep Talk. We'll be back in a few minutes.